Welcome to Forging Families, a 10-part series that shines light on all aspects of families through silly stories, quirky questions, and riveting reveals. My name is Tiffany Settles, and today your host is Olivia Pena.
Hi, I'm Olivia, and on this episode of Forging Families, we will be diving into the story of a group of student athletes and how they managed to remain a strong, united family during the best and worst of times. Joining me today on this podcast is Kaylee Cordova, a senior on the Wittenberg University women's water polo team. Our story begins in late August of 2022 at Wittenberg University. The students on the women's water polo team were asked to attend a meeting with their head coach and the head of the athletics department, Brian Agler. It was at this meeting where their head coach had shared with the team that she would be taking another coaching opportunity and would be leaving Wittenberg in the following weeks. At the time, these athletes were told that the athletics department was in search of a new head coach, and they already had applicants lined up for interviews. But little did they know that just a couple months later, Brian Agler would ask the team to come in for another meeting, only this meeting was not at all what they were expecting.
All the meetings that I had with Brian beforehand, I was like, he does not want to keep this going. Like, he doesn't want anything to do with it. Like, and it just kind of sucked. So, like, I think when I walked into the room and he, like, said, let's have this meeting, we asked him, we said, did you have a coach in our email? Like, do you have someone, like, lined up? And he was like, no. And they said, but let's have a meeting on October 31st. Like, let's have a meeting. And I was like, he doesn't have a coach. Like, why does he want to meet with us? So I got there and I, like, remember looking at Megan Savannah. And I was like, he's going to tell us they're cutting the program. Like, they're going to cut the program right now. And Megan's fan were like, no, they're not cutting the program. They're not cutting the program. And I'm like, they're cutting the program. I like just felt it. And then we got in there and hit Brian being Brian in the most like dramatic sense was like, we just can't continue it. Like, we just can't continue it. And I was like, okay. And we were just like, I just like knew. So I don't think it hit me as hard as it hit Megan and Savannah. But like sitting in that room the minute like Megan and Savannah started crying was the moment like we started sobbing. And then we had to like take a second and like clear everything up and like be relaxed to go talk to everyone else.
After the captains had their separate meeting with Brian, everyone was brought into a conference room where he addressed the entire team and told us that the program was getting discontinued after this year and after this season. And there was just silence from the team. And then after that like initial shock was over, we were just in tears and everyone was so upset. And Brian's explaining all the reasoning behind cutting the program, and we just look at each other like we don't know what to do. And everyone was upset for different reasons. I think that the upperclassmen and underclassmen were all upset, but it was different because the upperclassmen were just so close to this their career being done and it's cut short, and then the underclassmen, they had just started their water polo careers and they don't really know what to do.
I think like coping with it, I was like, oh shit, this kind of sucks because I get all my 4 years, like, I get my closure with this program, like, but part of, like, going through the 4 years is, like, you get to come back.
Yeah.
And you get to watch your friends succeed, and you get to, like, see your teammates, like, progress this program and build it. It's, like, there is no, like, that isn't there. So, like, one, most of this team will not get closure for, like, having a career. And a lot of these girls also already got in their, like, first senior night taken away because of COVID. Those girls also will not get a college senior night because of this. So it was just kind of like frustrating. It was like, I just want to watch all of you guys succeed and be able to come back and watch the games, like work a clock, like live stream and like support you. And it's like, I can't do that because we're just done.
Not only was Kaylee upset about the program being cut, but she was also upset on behalf of her younger teammates for not being able to continue playing at Wittenberg. After hearing Kaylee talk about just wanting to support her team and see them succeed, it was clear that she has a lot of love for her teammates. And this doesn't just apply to Kaylee. The entire team supports and loves each other because we're a family, especially in Kaylee's eyes.
Would you say that this team is like a family or like your family?
Yes, 100%.
In what ways would you say?
We fight like sisters. Like, it's like one of those things. We all kind of like vent about each other, and we all kind of like, I don't want to say like talk shit, but like we like vent and like bitch about each other and like right. complain. But then the minute someone else does it, it's like, no, why are you talking bad? Like, why are you talking about my teammate like that?
Just like siblings.
Just like siblings would be. It's like, I'm an only child. But it's like every team I've been on, it's always been like, no, like, these are my siblings. Like, I know I can bully them. I know I can be mean to them. I know I can talk about them. But if you talk about them, like, I'm going to rock your ass.
It's like everyone has each other's backs.
Yeah.
Something that Kaylee said really stuck with me, and it was when she was talking about being an only child and how she didn't grow up with siblings, but because of this team, like, she knows what having siblings is like. This experience with her team gave her this idea of family, this idea of siblings that she didn't have, but she now had because of this team. And with all that being said, knowing how this team feels like a family, I could think of no better story to tell than one from our last game ever, and how our family dynamic affected our last moments together playing the sport we all love. About 10 minutes before our game was about to start, we were in the warm-up pool watching the game that was going on at the time when one of the coaches called a timeout. And during long timeouts, they usually play music. So we're all just moving around in the warm-up pool when they start playing Sweet Caroline. We all kind of start dancing and singing along, slowly moving closer to each other, until eventually we're all huddled up together in the pool, jumping up and down, screaming the lyrics, and just having a great time hyping each other up for our game. We're hugging each other, we're smiling, we're pointing at the crowd, telling them to sing along, and you could just tell we created this energy in the room. When we started singing, the entire crowd joined in, and it was like you wouldn't even think it was an official tournament because it just looked like we were there to have a good time. But then the game before us ended, and we switched back over into game mode, and we did some warm-up passing and shooting, and soon enough, the game started. With every goal, our team in the stands were going crazy. And then it was the last quarter. We only had a few minutes left together as a team.
I don't know if it was like a timeout, turnover, whatever, or transition after a goal or something. But there's like 2 minutes and 50-something seconds left, and Jordan's like, we have less than 3 minutes. We have less than three minutes. And I was like, stop. Like, no, we still got 2 minutes. And then it got down to like the 30 seconds. We were up by enough. And I looked at Savannah. I looked at Jordan. I looked at Liz. And we just all started like sobbing. Like, the clock was just running down. We were just holding the ball. And like, it was just sobbing. And then like the minute that buzzer rang, like, we all like went into each other's like arms and like hugged. Like Jordan's mom got a video of it, and like I just get like chills watching it every time, because I'm like, that was like the closing moment I needed for my career. It was all just like it was very bittersweet. Like, it was all such positive energy. Like, congratulations, you did that. Like, that was like an amazing career, amazing season. Like, none of us expected you to get that far, but it was also like, what, there's probably about 100 people in those stands. All of them were in tears. Like, yeah. All of them were crying. Like, and if they weren't, they probably were heartless or had no clue about the situation. like the girls on Austin, the girls on Grove City crying. Like, everyone was sobbing. When I shook Nicholas' hand at the end, like, he was crying. It was such a negative situation, but it was such like a positive moment that like we had the support of not only like our team and like our little like family, but like all these other families, like all these other teams that like are like families. It kind of like we all came together in like one moment of like a big water polo like community. It's like everyone supported everyone.
During our last tournament, we had so much love and support, not just from the crowd and from other teams, but from each other. Because we're not only a team, we're a family. But is there a difference? What really makes a team a family?
I think like through any sport, like even if it's like water polo, basketball, volleyball, soccer, anything like that, like you guys like bond like a family. And I think that's how like high performing teams work, is bonding like a family and having that connection and like that level of trust. So I don't think there is really like a huge difference between like a high performing team and a family.
The Wittenberg University water polo team ended their final season and their program with a 12-7 win against Washington and Jefferson College. This team worked incredibly hard to make their last season their best one, and although they were dealt a pretty bad hand, they made the most of it and supported each other no matter what. I'd like to thank Kaylee Cordova for agreeing to join us on this episode, and I'd like to give a special thanks to the coaching staff of this team, Zach and Elaine. Without them, this season never would have happened, and their supportive and loving energy really pulled this team together and made us a family.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. You can find us where you find all of your podcasts. Be sure to tune in next week when we talk about another wacky family story.